Welcome back to our special program highlighting the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra's upcoming season. My name is Todd Giles, and I'm pleased to have the opportunity of sharing this music with you here on our local public radio station, KCCU. Last hour, we had fun listening to selections from the first three concerts of the season, including some film and operatic music. This hour, we'll explore a few of the works coming up on the March 7th and April 25th concerts, which will highlight a couple of world premieres commissioned by the WFSO. It's going to be a diverse and exciting season coming up. If you'd like more information, you can check out their website at WFSO.org. For their March 7th concert, the WFSO will be back in First United Methodist Church and feature three contemporary works along with the Organ Symphony of Camille Saint-Saëns, the latter featuring guest organist Bradley Welch. They'll also highlight WFSO oboists Sharon Lacey and Kelly Diaz-Zeitz in a performance of Viet Quang's extraordinarily fancy concerto for two oboes, which was composed in 2019. Also on the program are brief works by Houston-based composer Mark Buller and another world premiere from a young composer we heard from last season, Gala Flagello. We'll open this hour with music of Camille Saint-Saëns, his Symphony No. 3 in C minor. This late Romantic work was composed in 1886 and written in only two movements. For the sake of time, and because you can hear the work performed in its entirety coming up in March, we'll listen to the closing movement here, the London Philharmonic led by Enrique Batiz with Noel Rosthorne on organ. Thank you.
Thank you.
The second and closing movement of Camille Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony here on KCCU, a work you can hear performed live by the WFSO coming up on March 7th. That was the London Philharmonic on the ASV compact disc label. You're listening to KCCU. My name is Todd Giles. Glad to be here with you this afternoon, sharing some of the music that's coming up on the WFSO's 2025-2026 concert season. The fifth and final concert will be held on April 25th at First Baptist Church and is titled Music from the New World. They'll have another special guest on this one, Brittany Green, who will be guest composer and narrator of her WFSO world premiere work, the name of which is still a mystery. Along with Green's work, we'll also hear Les Tombeaux de Couperin by Maurice Ravel, and if you didn't figure it out from the title, The New World Symphony of Antonin Dvorak. Rather than listening to the orchestral version of the work Ravel composed in 1919, let's take a listen to the original version, which he wrote for piano between the years 1914 and 1917. Each of the six movements of The Tomb of Couperin is dedicated to the memory of a friend that Ravel lost on the battlefields of the First World War. Here's pianist Dominique Merlet on KCCU. Thank you. work originally composed for piano by Maurice Ravel during the First World War. That was Le Tombeau de Couperin, performed by Dominique Merlet. You can hear the more well-known orchestrated version as part of this year's WFSO concert season. Also on the April 25th concert at First Baptist Church is the Ninth Symphony of Antonín Dvořák. Here's the Scottish National Orchestra, Naomi Järvi, conducting with the closing movement of Dvořák's 1898 New World Symphony. From a 6-CD box set featuring the complete symphonies of Antonin Dvorak put out by the brilliant Compact Disc label, that was Naima Yerby leading the Scottish National Orchestra in a performance of the final movement of the Ninth Symphony by Dvorak, a work you can hear in its magisterial entirety on this year's WFSO concert season, live in Wichita Falls. With that, we bring our 2 hours of music in support of the WFSO to a close here on KCCU this afternoon. For concert dates, program notes, and the venues of this year, you can check out their website at WFSO.org. I'm Todd Giles. It's been an absolute pleasure being here with you this afternoon on our local public radio station here in Texoma, KCCU. I'd also like to remind you that you're invited to join me Monday afternoons before each of the season's Saturday night concerts, where we'll take a more in-depth look at the composers and compositions presented on each show than we were able to do here today in our overall season preview. Here's one of Saint-Saëns' Songs Without Words, transcribed for oboe and piano, performed by Bart Schneemann and Paola Giacometti.